Joe Ritter Jr.
This is VOA News. I'm Christina Menenti. Democratic presidential candidate Kamala Harris and her new running mate, Minnesota Governor Tim Walz, continue to introduce themselves and raise spirits on Wednesday in rallies in the battleground states of Wisconsin and Michigan.
It's been a pretty interesting 24 hours for me, I'll have to be honest. And I don't know how I could explain to you walking into that arena in Philly or that field out in Wisconsin or right here to what I have been told is the largest rally of the campaign.
Polls show Harris has erased the lead Trump had built during the final faltering weeks of President Joe Biden's campaign, and a re-energized Democratic Party has flooded her campaign with donations since she rose to the top of the ticket 2 weeks ago. Democrats regard Wisconsin and Michigan as near must-wins in the 2024 election. Taylor Swift's 3 concerts in Vienna were canceled after Austrian police arrested 2 people suspected of plotting a terrorist attack. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
Austrian authorities have said that both suspects appeared to be inspired by the Islamic State group. Investigators found bomb-making materials at one of their homes, and officials said one of the 2 confessed to planning to kill as many people as possible outside the concert venue. 3 sold-out concerts were cancelled a day earlier because of the plot, devastating Swifties from across the globe. Concert organizers said they stood behind their decision to cancel the events, and Gerhard Karner, Austria's interior minister, said, "The situation is serious. But we can also say a tragedy was prevented." 17-year-old Taylor Swift fan Anna Maria told the AP,
"This concert used to be a safe space for everyone, and now it's just a threat, and no one is feeling safe anymore."
I'm Karen Chamas.
This is VOA News. At least 15 Palestinians were killed and 30 injured in Israeli airstrikes on 2 schools east of Gaza City, the Civil Emergency Service said in a statement on Thursday. The Israeli military said it struck Hamas command and control centers embedded in the Abd al-Fattah, Hamouda and al-Zahra schools in the Tufa neighborhood of Gaza City, where Hamas militants were operating. It accused Hamas of exploiting civilians and civilian properties for military purposes, an allegation Hamas denies. Bangladesh's Nobel Peace Prize-winning economist Mohamed Yunus was sworn in as the head of the country's caretaker government on Thursday, 3 days after Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina was forced to flee the country following violent protests. Rachel Graham has more.
Yunus made an emotional return home to Bangladesh after weeks of student protests killed about 300 people. The 84-year-old arrived in Dhaka from Paris, where he'd been receiving medical treatment. Protesters had backed him to head the caretaker government, which is tasked with holding elections for a new leader. People in the capital, Dhaka, welcomed his appointment, hoping for a new era in Bangladeshi politics.
"The example that the young generation is set of giving this country a rebirth, we are expecting that Yunus will be able to take it further to reconstruct our nation."
The Economist, known as the banker to the poor, received the 2006 Nobel Peace Prize for founding a bank that pioneered the fight against poverty through small loans to needy borrowers.
Reuters' Rachel Graham. Russian forces were battling Ukrainian troops for a third day on Thursday after they smashed through the Russian border in the Kursk region, an attack that has forced Moscow to call in reserves. Zachary Goldman reports.
Drone footage released by the Ukrainian military purports to show Russian forces surrendering at a border crossing. Speaking on Thursday, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said, quote, "Everyone can see that the Ukrainian army knows how to surprise and knows how to achieve results." He did not directly reference the Kursk offensive. Russian President Vladimir Putin cast the attack as a, quote, "major provocation."
Was the White House made aware prior to?
No. The White House said the United States, Ukraine's biggest backer, had no prior knowledge of the attack and would seek more details from Kyiv. In a televised interview on Thursday, Ukrainian presidential adviser Mykhailo Podolyak did not directly address the offensive, but said such maneuvers were both necessary and lawful for a nation under attack.
Zachary Goldman from Reuters. United States federal food safety officials say 3 people have now died in a Listeria food poisoning outbreak linked to Boar's Head deli meats. The overall number of people sickened has risen to 43. Boar's Head recalled 7 million pounds of deli meats on July 30th. I'm Christina Menenti, VOA News.